A big story from the Washington Post yesterday. The Pentagon has begun operating what is essentially its own spy agency, sending agents on missions abroad with elite military teams for backup. The secret organization in the Pentagon is called the Strategic Support Branch. It was created shortly after the attacks of 9/11 at the direction of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Reporter Barton Gellman broke the story for the Post. Bart, tell us, what does this organization do?
Well, it's designed to give Rumsfeld direct control over human intelligence, meaning that he can decide that he needs to know more about what's happening in some friendly or unfriendly state and send people in clandestinely to look. That has historically been the province of the CIA's Operations Directorate, but he and the CIA's Operations Directorate never got along all that well, and he wanted independent means.
There's this term, human intelligence, which means spies, right? That means people walking around. It's not listening to people. It's not using satellite photography or anything. It's actual people.
It's actual people. It's not all technically spying. It can just be, for example, interrogating a prisoner. But what's strategic about this strategic support branch is the idea that it will be operating globally, not necessarily in wartime, against big national threats and clandestinely as well.
How is this different from what the Defense Intelligence Agency already does? I mean, the Pentagon already investigates all kinds of things, right?
Sure. Clandestine human intelligence is not entirely unknown at the Pentagon. It has historically gotten not very much emphasis, and it's been mainly done at the direction of and under the principal leadership of the CIA. There is something called the Defense Human Intelligence Service in the Defense Intelligence Agency. See, we're getting complicated here, but it's mainly used to run the system of military attachés who are openly assigned to embassies around the world. They go and watch military parades and try to liaise with local militaries, and they report back. That's human intelligence, but it's not clandestine.
You quote the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, as saying that the countries that this group is interested in, you name them here, Somalia, Yemen, Indonesia, Philippines, and Georgia. Now, what is it about all these countries that would make them of special interest to this group?
They call these emerging target countries, and they're just examples. They often have areas that the U.S. government considers either ungoverned, incompletely governed, not fully controlled by the central government. What's notable about this list is that all of them except Somalia are allied with us in the war on terror, but there are doubts in the U.S. government about the degree to which that alliance always sticks.
Is this strategic support branch kept secret from Congress? You speak to two members of the House Intelligence Committee, one a Democrat, the other a Republican. Neither one of them was aware that this was going on. Is this legal or illegal or what?
Well, since the story appeared, you've had Senator McCain and Senator Hagel and Representative Harman and others saying they also didn't know about it, and they're on committees in which they should have, or they feel they should have. The legal argument goes more or less like this. The secretary has the inherent right to do, quote-unquote, routine and ordinary traditional military activities in wartime. Since we're in a war on terror, and that war is ongoing, indefinite, global in scope, practically anything is ordinary and routine when it comes to clandestine intelligence.
But in the past, there has been this line between sending agents abroad on secret missions, surveillance missions. That was something that the CIA did and the military didn't do. Why was that line there, and is it really crossed now?
Like a lot of lines in this spooky world, it's a little bit fuzzy. It's not true that the military never did anything like this. But generally speaking, military clandestine intelligence has been done in or near a battle area and either during war or when war is imminent. You're about to send special forces guys across a line to take the enemy unawares, and then the war will be apparent to everyone within a day or two. Then you want to have good information about what they're going to find when they cross the line. This includes that, but it's what makes it strategic is that Rumsfeld wants to be able to send people farther afield and at a greater distance in time from any potential combat. So their restrictions on the time, place, and manner of this intelligence are going away.
Bart Gellman writes for The Washington Post. Bart, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.